like your hat.
Thanks.
Wow.
And a lot of progress. We've got curbs. Hello. We've got curbs. We've got temporary fence put in to block off the back buildings so that we can get the TCO earlier than waiting for the second story to building to be done, because the elevator takes extra time in the two-story building, the biggest building. We've got very nice marble tile in our front bathroom. 60% of the people that make the decision to rent are female. We've heard feedback from other owners that the landscaping, nice bathrooms are very good things to have. So that's Sean right behind me. Walking around with Bill, the superintendent.
Nice.
A lot of progress here.
And I can't wait to get down there. That place looks huge.
I think the outside walls are painted their final colors. We're still waiting for the elevator to be delivered for this, for the two-story building.
For the two-story building, are there... There's interior units facing inside.
Okay, so these behind me, so when you have roll-up doors along a long driveway like this, then those are not climate-controlled units. So then we have an opening to a hallway. Building is as long as a football field. Right there by the light, that's where the elevator is going to go. So now this area will be, will have some insulation. Climate control. So there's 9 or 10 units behind me, depending on if it's on the right or left, if it's narrow units, one that has a 5x5 versus one that has a...
It's a nice finish here. They get Wi-Fi on all these sites.
You're breaking up on us, Kev.
Sorry.
Wow.
So we've got, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. We've got counters coming in for the office, and a countertop and a high desk, a low desk. Those will be coming in Friday. So we got three different deliveries Friday. We've got one guy who's for office supplies. I'm managing the deliveries for those. So one guy just called me. We got another one coming in a half hour. We've got about 10 different companies doing deliveries for the office supplies over the next 2 weeks.
You'll finally have a place to sit. You'll finally have a place to sit.
Yep. One chair came in.
Nice.
So far. So here are more roll-up doors that will be accessed from the outside.
So they expect to get the TCO on the first building in the next couple weeks?
I have to get an answer from the project manager. He's hard to pin down.
Gotcha.
I see for that. Here's our office. Got the lights in. Lights are on right now.
Wow, you got electricity, lights.
Here's our leather chair that we're going to put that in the storage unit to secure it.
At least you have
a box that was installed by our company that's installing all the equipment for security. And Sean made a recommendation. I'm glad he had his own construction company for 20 years. He said, right next to this box, put the circuit for it. So that if ever goes out, someone can flip a circuit breaker and get that back on quickly. And then other things are not put on the same line. This room will have a long counter across here. Here's one of the, wish I had more light. Can't turn that on. I don't know if you can see the marble tile.
Yeah, like the Grecian marble. It looks good. Yeah, we can. That looks great. And then, Kevin, the outside of the building where it's that white and black look, is that going to stay that color? It's going to stay white and black, right?
White and black.
Let me look outside. This is a gray.
Awesome.
Yes. This is – there's two different tones of Cube Smart gray. So, yes, this is one of their gray colors.
Yeah, because they rebranded.
Yes, we're going to keep black.
That's right.
But right now I'm walking towards the camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
So if I stay here for 10 minutes, people can tell that I was at the real property.
And then we got some more work going on across the street.
Yep.
Lots of things going on.
They got that heat for you.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a good looking building.
Yep.
Yep. Yes, it is. All our investors are going to be stoked. I mean, getting this ready to go. And then we have number two right across the street. Number three, we're already starting to move some dirt on. And from what I hear, you guys are lining up a couple of projects right now. So,
yep.
Man, rocking and rolling.
Camera very soon. On the one on Polk 27, one on Highway 27 in Polk County.
That means we're going to get to leave the snow and come see you guys soon.
Yeah, bring a boat down here. Bring a sports car. You can use one of the units for a discounted price.
Oh, good. I appreciate that. Oh, man.
That was going to help us stabilization.
We'll get them leased up faster.
I don't want to make this too long, but I kind of want to go back in that unit. I love how smooth the doors roll down because I remember unique codes for each person that goes in. In some places, they give someone a map so they can see exactly where their unit is relative to the entire property. Like I walked in this long building, there could be 80 units from here to the other end of the building.
That's smart.
For example, just a simple black and white printout. Every location does something a little different, but I have been in brand new.
Kev, you're covering the speakers.
Oh, sorry. I've been in brand new facilities, and the roll of doors were not this smooth. I really like these doors. Janice, I see them at every. Janice provided the door self storage seminar that I go to in Florida and Las Vegas and Texas. I see them every time. They provide doors to probably a third, at least a third of the self-storage facilities that are built across the country.
Nice. So pretty easy to pull up. You don't have to put the hole back into it.
No. Oh, no, look.
Nice.
I touched it a little. It went 6 inches by itself.
That's awesome.
Very, very easy to open. We have really nice high ceilings in these units. Some places try to make their units sound bigger, or they try to set expectations. If it's a really old building, they might have units that are only 6 or 8 feet high. So this is more than 10 feet high right here inside this unit, all the way to the ceiling. Not that most people stack things that high, but
it's good.
Nice to have more space.
Awesome.
And the lights go on by motion sensor.
Efficient.
See, that just went on.
Very cool. And keep those bills down.
Yep. People like well-lit spaces.
Awesome.
So that's why white doors are popular now. White roll-up doors. They make the inside look lighter.
Awesome, man.
So this is our temporary fence, just to section off. We talked about buildings A and B to be for phase one. So over there you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 roll-up doors. So those are like 10 by 20 or 10 by, I think they're 10 by 40 units. And this is building A. So this is the office next to the area where I just walked through with the smaller unit. So we have 5x5s and 5x10s in there.
Awesome. Cool, man.
Windy here today. It's going to be the coldest day in the last 8 months. It was 58 this morning.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys getting out there and giving us the update so that we can update all the investors. And
Yep.
We'll be down there in the next couple of weeks for our kind of mini grand opening, and we're excited.
Great. Do you want to say anything?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
What's going on?
Looking good down there, man.
Thanks.
That is a huge project.
Oh, yeah. We made a ton of progress in the last few weeks, too. So.
Yeah.
You walked inside and all the roll-ups and everything else?
I rolled up a door for him, killed the tires. Yep. So, nice tile in the bathroom.
Yeah,
man. One of our deliveries right now. That's why the screen this morning. All right. All right, can we let you go here?
We'll let you guys go, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate the update.
Delivery right now for office supplies.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.